Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
President Donald Trump has made clear that anti-Semitism will not be tolerated in the United States. My administration has fought and will continue to fight anti-Semitism in the United States and around the world, he declared in a new executive order. Expanding on his Executive Order 13899, signed in 2019, President Trump's expanded order takes steps to marshal all federal resources to combat the explosion of anti-Semitism on America's college and university campuses and streets since October 7, 2023. Every federal executive department and agency leader will review and report to the United States within 60 days on all steps available for fighting anti-Semitism. Immediate action will be taken by the Department of Justice to protect law and order, quell pro-Hamas vandalism and intimidation, and investigate and punish anti-Jewish racism in leftist, anti-American colleges and universities, explained a White House fact sheet. The executive order demands the removal of resident aliens who violate U.S. laws. Following the jihadist terrorist attacks against the people of Israel on October 7, 2023, pro-Hamas aliens and left-wing radicals began a campaign of intimidation, vandalism, and violence on the campuses and streets of America, the White House fact sheet stated. Celebrating Hamas's mass rape, kidnapping, and murder, they physically blocked Jewish Americans from attending college classes, obstructed synagogues and assaulted worshipers, and vandalized American monuments and statues. The Biden administration turned a blind eye to this coordinated assault on public order. It simply refused to protect the civil rights of Jewish Americans, especially students, the fact sheet went on to say. According to a December 2024 U.S. House of Representatives staff report on anti-Semitism, the failure of our federal government departments and agencies is astounding. President Trump promised to enforce the law, protect public order, and prosecute anti-Semitic crimes. I will issue clear orders to my Attorney General to aggressively prosecute terroristic threats, arson, vandalism, and violence against American Jews. The Trump administration is also committed to deporting Hamas sympathizers and revoking student visas. To all the resident aliens who join in the pro-jihadist protests, we put you on notice. Come 2025, we will find you and we will deport you. I will also quickly cancel the student visas of all Hamas sympathizers on college campuses, which have been infested with radicalism like never before.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.